Learning Shemin Tzolzer First and Vabartzi Ben Rivkabatya and Miriam Bat Chaya Besoch Charchol Yisrael. The Zohar Kodesh explains Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi say, Kishahaya Bis Hamitosh Kayim Adam Makrev Karbono. When the Bis Hamitosh was standing, a person brought his carbon, Be'in and Zen, this is Mishaper Lo. He sinned, he brought a carbon, he got atoned. Achshav Tfilosol Sh'odem Mishaper Lo B'makom Karbon. Now, this, we don't have the Bis Hamitosh. Our tefillah is instead of the karbanos, and our tefillah atones for our sins. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos, what does this mean that our tefillah atones for our sins? We know it says Rabbeinu Yonah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael of all the nations, and out of all the nations and out of all the lands of the world, He chose Eretz Yisrael, and out of all of Eretz Yisrael, He chose Yerushalayim, and out of all Yerushalayim, He chose Sion. Ki Bach Hashem Mit Sion Yivavav Lo Moshelo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the Beis HaBechir, He chose the Beis HaMikdash. Everything was brought for the karbanos for the avodah there. But because of our sins, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, how do we connect now to the Ribbono Shel Olam? We know that not only this, the famous Gemara Brachas and Chavav says that tefillah takes place of the karbanos, but tefillah is actually tapping into what HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose. He chose Eretz Yisrael, He chose Yerushalayim, He chose the Mokom HaMikdash. So that means, says Rabbeinu Yonah, every single time you daven, every single time you talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're tapping into a little bit of Yerushalayim, your Kodesh. You're tapping in a little bit to the Beis HaMikdash. Because at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Eretz Yisrael, He chose the Mokom HaMikdash to bring Karbanos. But if you don't have the Karbanos anymore, what is the avodah that we have? Chazal tell us is that we have davening. It says Rabbeinu Yonah, we don't have the karbanos, we have davening. When you daven, you're stepping into a little bit of Yerushalayim HaKodesh every day. And that's what the Gemara says, Gedola Tfila Yosem Mina Karbanos. Tfila is even greater than the karbanos. And the Medrash even says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you should be careful with davening, because the davening is Gedola Mina Karbanos. At the end of the day, every single time we step into daven, we're stepping into a little bit of Yerushalayim HaKodesh. We're stepping into a little bit of Yerushalayim. The Zohar Rav Shor explains, every single time we put on our tefillin, we're stepping into a little bit of Yerushalayim. The Baal Shem Tov says, wherever your thoughts are, that's where you are. That means if when you're davening, you put your tefillin on, you feel like you're in Yerushalayim. And when you're davening a mincha and a marv, you're stepping into the Makom HaMikdash. You're stepping into Yerushalayim, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Hashem should bless us in these days now leading up, hopefully not, but as the Shem leading and continuing these 9 days, we should know where every single time we daven, we're stepping into the Makom HaMikdash, we're stepping into the Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. That's what the Zohar says. Kishaya Beis HaMikdash Kayim, all the Makiv Karbono. When the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, we brought a karmat, but now since we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore, our tefillah is mechaper. So every single time we daven, says Rabbeinu Yonah, every single time we pray to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're stepping into a little bit of Yerushalayim, Mishvizoch, Bez Hashem, to feel the Yerushalayim, to feel the Kedusha, every single time we dive in, to feel the Yerushalayim Yerkosh when we pray to the Ribbono Shel Olam.